previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
It's more of the same this morning, but from a market's point of view, it is exceptionally good news, so I'm not going to apologise if I sound as though I'm repeating myself. Both the JSE and the Rand are up again on the back of the announcement last week of the Government of National Unity, and the yield on government bonds is down. The all-share index closed up 3.5% last evening, the top 40 up 3.3%. The key shares belong to that group we've come to call South Africa Inc., local shares that will be directly affected by government policies and actions like insurers, banks, retailers and listed property groups. Among the gainers by the time the bell rang yesterday evening, Sasol up 10%, First Rand, Old Mutual up 8%, Capitec up 9%, Standard Bank up 6.6%, Absa much the same, Growthpoint up 6%, Sanlam up nearly 9%, ShopRite up 8%. Conversely, of course, all the really big players who derive income from offshore in dollars or euros or sterling went the other way. They're hurt by the much stronger Rand. BHP down 2.2%, Richemont down 3.6%, Anglo American down 1.5%. The Rand itself continues firm over the dollar unchanged at 107 against the euro. The Rand this morning at 18.04 to the dollar, 19.37 to the euro, 22.93 to sterling. And the cost of government borrowing, the 10-year bond, has dropped from nearly 11% earlier in the month to just over 10% this morning. And nor is it just locals paying attention. News 24 Business reports that JP Morgan, the world's largest bank by market value, has double-upgraded South African assets. On JP Morgan's list, we've moved from underweight to overweight without stopping at the midpoint in between. That is unusual. But JP Morgan says the tie-up between the ANC, DA, IFP and PA could usher in large offshore inflows into South African assets in the near term. On the broader markets, London's FTSE closed up 0.6%, while in New York, the Dow up 0.2%, the S&P 500 up 0.3%, the Nasdaq flat. And chipmaker Nvidia has now become the world's most valuable company, surpassing both Microsoft and Apple, with a market cap of $3.34 trillion. Tokyo this morning up 0.6%, Hong Kong up 1.8%, Sydney is flat. Gold 2,328, platinum 976, Bitcoin just under 65,400, Brent crude oil just over $85 a barrel. And finally, one more piece of good news, the AA is forecasting a drop in the price of petrol in July, about 1 rand 10 cents a litre. Diesel looks like it'll come down by about 55 cents, illuminating paraffin a drop of about 45 cents.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.